This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Abby Covert. Abby, how are you?
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
Abby, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Well, I am a professional information architect. My involvement with digital asset management is really in helping organizations to understand the impact of language and structure on their effectiveness towards whatever their goals might be. And that can be across many mediums, which I think is similar to kind of the challenges that digital asset managers face as well. They're looking at sort of the scaffolding that then initiates a lot of processes within an organization. So my job is pretty similar in that regard, I would say.
As an information architect, you recently authored a book titled How to Make Sense of Any Mess. Tell us more about what we can learn from this book, since many damn professionals need to do the same.
My main premise in writing a book with such a broad title, How to Make Sense of Any Mess, and I thought very hard on the word any, was that I really felt as a practicing information architect after 10 years that a lot of the messes that I was helping my clients to make sense of were actually really based in information and people more than they were specific to the technologies or the mediums that we were actually executing in. I would say that anybody who's been working in technology for more than 10 years has seen some sort of a current of change that all of a sudden we have mobile, all of a sudden we have social. Like, how does that change what we do? And what I actually found was that it doesn't change a lot when you look at that information and people part, that it really comes down to a basic understanding of leading people and facilitating people through a process of identifying what is not making sense to their consumers or to their coworkers, and then working through the really delicate steps that one needs to take to readjust the kind of mental models of themselves and maybe the people that they're working with in order to reach whatever intent people are trying to get to. So I guess after spending a lot of time making sense of other people's messes, I sort of wanted to know if I could write a book that would help people make sense of their own. And I think so far, based on the feedback, I think that you really can. You can self-serve this kind of stuff, which is great.
What are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with digital asset management?
I definitely think that scalability is one of the biggest issues that organizations face in general, and whether that be scaling up to meet the needs of digital or scaling up to meet the needs of a growing business, those two things have sort of become synonymous. Like, I don't run into a lot of companies that are scaling up their business that doesn't mean they need to scale up the digital side of their business. And then also the cross-channel nature of things, the decision to invest or not invest in certain channels and the impact of doing so. Taking the time to start a new social channel that just got announced is sort of taking the time away from doing something else. So I think in terms of digital asset management, I think that it's really difficult to kind of stay on the edge of that while also maintaining what you have and not letting the things that you have get sort of unkempt. So yeah, I would definitely say like scalability and kind of keeping up with the wave of change would be the biggest challenges. Successes, I would say anyone that can really pay close attention to context of use and not use metadata as a way of like checking the box on like, yes, we've collected metadata, but really thinking about how that metadata is going to apply to a use case that might be realistic to that organization and how they're going to use that content at a swift pace, and then also kind of the cadence that they're going to need it at. I think that anybody who is doing that level of deep research organizationally around the way that they're organizing their internal assets is probably seeing a lot more success than those who are, you know, in their cubicles alone just applying data schemas that make sense in their head. Because it's really easy to sort of do that from the common sense place. But it turns out that common sense is pretty unreliable in a lot of cases.
Great points. What advice would you like to share with DAMP professionals and people aspiring to become DAMP professionals?
I'm going to go and continue my thread of get out from your cubicle or your office or even from your desk and go work with other people. I think that the idea of doing the work versus concepting your way through how the work will be done is a really dangerous place to be by yourself. I think that if you're not, especially in a field that is so dependent on making sense of things for other people to use for their jobs, and I feel like if you can take that soft skill part and really use that and give equal attention to that than also your tools, I would say that that would be my number one piece of advice.
So have a conversation with as many people as necessary who will be using this.
Yeah, and also, like, don't scare them away with your language and your tools. Mm-hmm. You know, that's for you to figure out later. But, like, get out a marker and some post-it notes and a whiteboard or whatever you got to do to, like, make them feel comfortable and get through the anxiety of, I mean, digital asset management is, like, a big, mouthy term, and I'm sure that there's some marketers that are hearing it for the first time in some cases when people are working with them on it. So making sure that that's not getting in the way, and just remembering that technology is a monster in many people's minds. So we're all kind of going through this transition organizationally. Most organizations are going through a transition, I would say, those that haven't been born into digital. And even those are going through lots of transitions with the increased cross-channel nature of our businesses and our design needs. But I feel like if you can kind of educate people in a way that they understand that you're making decisions that are going to help them along the way, and that you're collaborating on those, and that you're just the filter. You're just the person that's going to go to the tool at the end of the day and, like, enter it in the way that you guys agreed it's going to be. But you're not, like, a dictator of the way that digital assets should be managed.
Well, thanks, Abby. For more on this and other digital asset management topics, log on to anotherdamblog.com. For this podcast and 150 other podcast episodes, including transcripts of every interview, go to anotherdampodcast.com. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. And Abby, where can we find out more information from you?
AbbyVIA.com, or you can find me on Twitter at AbbyVIA.
Thanks again.